in this earth, as we understand it, the law, is that life is equal. All life is equal on this earth. Whether it be human beings, whether it's the elephants in Africa, or the seals in Alaska, the kangaroos in Australia, the Sami people in Norway, or us right here, we're equal. Indian people, nations, I've noticed over a period of time, have a common understanding, a common belief. And we believe in a higher power. We believe in a spiritual strength. We believe that there are great forces in this world, this natural world, that hold the powers of life and death. And that there are spiritual beings and leaders that look after all of this. This is what we believe. And we believe in the Creator. Sungwaya Disae, we say, the giver of life. That's what we believe. And the reason that we believe that, from what I can understand, is because we've been here a long time, and we've seen the spring, the summer, the fall, and the winter. We've seen the cycles come and go, year after year. 1,000 years after 1,000 years. And so understanding that and listening to our instructions that we were given, which is very simple, which was to give thanks. Be thankful, they said. And so we did that the best way we knew how, which was to make ceremonies. To make ceremonies to all of these life-giving forces, to be thankful, one at a time, around the cycle of what we call a year. And so, across this country, both in North and South America, there are ancient songs and ancient ceremonies and ancient structures. And it goes on today in pockets that are left. Here and there, it still goes on with the ones who are left. In those instructions, in those ceremonies, are the teachings of the continuity of life. We don't have a classroom. We don't bring the children and say, you people got to behave. This is how you behave. We don't do that. We hold a green corn dance. We hold a bean dance. We hold a Thanksgiving dance. We hold a deer dance. We hold a buffalo dance. Thanksgiving, thunders, the grandfathers, the thundering voices, the ones that bring the fresh water for life. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving for all of that. And in the process of those thanksgivings, those ceremonies, where the elders take the lead, and where the youngsters will do as quickly as they can the ceremony together, they learn how to continue life, and that is, they learn respect. Respect. If my grandfather and my grandmother, if my father and my mother, if my uncles and my sisters, my brothers, if they all do this and they respect, then it must be right, and this must be what I have to do. And so we learn. And so we learn not to break things, not to kill things, not to hurt things, but to respect things, to understand things, to go downstream with the life. And by going downstream with the life, it flourishes. It's a great celebration.